So let's review. To better understand this sugya, let's review the classic case of Cheska Shalashanim and how it works. The Ma'ar, the claimant, generally the last known previous owner, questions the Machzik, the occupant, "My boyis b'hai ara, why are you occupying my property?" The occupant claims, "Minoch zevante, it's mine, I bought it from you." Now, it depends. Within 3 years, the claimant can say to the occupant, "Ach v'shtarcha, show me your contract or deed." If the occupant cannot produce the shtar or two witnesses that he bought it, he must relinquish the property. After 3 years, the occupant can claim, "Tala shat the mizdar in this pishtari tvela mizdar." After 3 years, without hearing you protest, I am not obligated to keep the shtar. You should have protested. However, if the claimant did protest within 3 years, the occupant must continue to keep the shtar. In other words, he cannot utilize the claim of Cheska Shalashanim of having used the property 3 years. Now, the Gemara introduces the question of Mechosh Lebefanov, whether the claimant can protest not in the presence of the occupant. If we say Mechosh Lebefanov Lehavi Mecho, it's not a valid Mecho because we are concerned that it will not reach the occupant, then Chazaka Shlebefanov Lehavi Chazaka. The Chazaka is not valid either because, as the Rashbam explains, if the claimant was unable to make a valid Mecho, a valid protest, the occupant cannot claim that he should have protested because it would not have helped anyway. Therefore, the claimant must continue to keep the shtar and he has no chazaka. Now let's proceed with the Mishnah and the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Shalish Arotzis l'chazaka. There are three separate provinces in Eretz Yisrael regarding chazakas. Yehuda, Ve'eva Hayardin, Mahagalil. The Tanakam explains, Hoy b'Yehuda, v'hechzik b'Galil, b'Galil v'hechzik b'Yehuda, ein chazaka ad she'imay b'medina achas. An occupant cannot establish a chazaka in one of these provinces while the previous owner is in another province. A chazaka can only be established if they're both in the same province. The Gemara explains that the Tanakam actually holds mechosh lebefanav havi mecha. A protest not in the presence of the occupant is a valid mecha, because as the Rashbam explains, chavr islay v'shama hamachzik b'davazeh v'hoy lo lizar b'shtari. We assume that the protest reached the occupant and he should have kept the deed to the property. Therefore, if shneim b'medina achas, ava b'she'enim b'ir achas hav mecha. If they're both in the same province, even if they're in different cities, it is a valid mecha because kivin shishayaris mitzuyas havalelim chuyay. Since people travel between the cities, the claimant should have protested because it will reach the occupant and would have been a valid mecha. And since he did protest, the occupant has a valid chazaka, as explained earlier. And the Rashbam continues, b'shar malchias, if the occupant and the claimant are in different countries, it depends. Iyek echeirim v'chazaka, b'shar shalom ha'v'chazaka. If the countries are hostile to each other and travel is restricted between them, there is no valid mecha, since the occupant will not hear the protest, and therefore the chazaka is not valid. However, if they are at peace and travel is unrestricted, there is a valid mecha, since the occupant will hear the protest, and therefore the chazaka is valid. Now, the Gemara explains, Tam Yehuda v'Galil k'shas cherem damu. Travel between these provinces was not common even in times of peace, similar to two hostile countries. Therefore, there is no valid mecha since the occupant will not hear the protest, and therefore the chazaka is not valid. The Mishnah continues, Am Reb Yehuda, as the Rashbam explains, Lach legbo v'loimer de'enen chalukis l'chazaka, d'hoyib galil v'hechzik b'Yehuda havi chazaka. Reb Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakam and holds that one can establish a chazaka in the different provinces and even faraway countries where there are no frequent travelers because lo amr shal shanam el kedei shehei baspamya v'yachzik shana v'yelcha v'yediyuhu shana v'yavel shana acheres. The reason the Chacham initiated that we need 3 years to establish a chazaka is so that even if the previous owner is in Spain and the occupant harvests 1 year's crop in Eretz Yisrael, someone can travel for a year and inform the owner, and the owner can then return a year later and protest. The Rashbam explains, Taimed Reb Yehuda loy mishon detlash shonin mizdar inish bishtare. Reb Yehuda does not agree that the reason for Cheska Shalasham is because an occupant holds on to the deed for 3 years. Rather, pa'amim ha'yo hama'ar rachik is to ensure that the claimant's protest will reach the occupant even if he's sometimes far away. Accordingly, ihava mahar be'ir, hava chazaka miyat. If the claimant lives locally and does not protest immediately, the occupant establishes a chazaka right away. The Gemara cites two versions of a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav said, ein machzikin b'nechzi b'reach. One cannot establish a chazaka in the property of a fugitive. As Rashbam adds, hu adin l'chol marchiki artzim. The same halach applies to any situation where the previous owner is not in the same country as the property, because Rav holds mechosh lebefanav lahav mecha. If the original owner does not protest in the presence of the occupant, it is not a valid mecha, since the occupant will not know to retain the deed to the property. Therefore, if one uses a property while the owner is away, the mechor is not valid because the occupant will not hear the protest. Thus, the chazak is not valid either, as explained earlier. However, Shmuel argued, v'chi limcha es befonav hu tzarech, surely he does not need to protest in the presence of the occupant. Thus, Shmuel holds mechor shel befonav hav mecha, and similarly, he would hold machzikim b'nechse bereach, the chazaka is valid as well. In the second version, Rav said, machzikim b'nechse bereach. One can establish a chazaka in the property of a fugitive, because mechor shel befonav hav mecha. If the previous owner does not protest in the presence of the occupant, it is still a valid mecha, because we assume that the protest will reach the occupant. Therefore, if one uses a property while the owner is away, the mecha is valid because the occupant will hear the protest. Thus, the chazak is valid too, as explained earlier. However, Shmuel argued, pshita, b'chi limchis b'fanav utzarech, surely he does not need to protest in the presence of the occupant. In other words, it is obvious that mecha shle b'fanav hav mecha, and similarly, machzikim b'nechse b'reach. Therefore, the Gemara explains the machlik is Rabbi Shmuel as follows. Rav teaches us the following novelty. Afila micha b'fni shnayim, she'ein yichayin loymer loy hav mecha. Even if he protested in front of two individuals who will not have the ability to convey his protest to the occupant, it is a valid protest. Because one's friends have friends, and their friends have other friends, and the news will spread. Therefore, the occupant will hear the protest and will know to keep his deed. However, Shmuel holds, if he protests in front of two individuals who can convey it to the occupant, it is a valid mecha. But if he protests in front of two individuals who cannot convey it to the occupant, it is not a valid mecha, and therefore not a valid chazaka. The Gemara concludes, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Ein Machzikim Menichsi Bereach. On the one hand, Rava rules that one cannot establish a chazaka in the property of a fugitive. Apparently, because mecha shel befonav lahav mecha, and therefore the chazaka is not valid either. However, on the other hand, Rava rules, mecha shel befonav hav mecha. An owner does not need to protest in the presence of the occupant because the occupant will hear the protest. Therefore, it would follow that one can establish a chazaka in the property of a fugitive. Therefore, the Gemara asks, Tarti, these two rulings are contradictory. The Gemara answers and differentiates. Kam berech machmas momen, ve'inu yared limchis. If the fugitive fled because of monetary obligations, he is not afraid to protest, and so the occupant will hear of the mecha and should retain his deed. Kam berech machmas mardin ve'yared limchis. If he fled because he was accused of a capital offense, he is afraid to protest, since it might reveal his whereabouts. Therefore, the mecha is not valid, and the chazaka is not valid either.